Prabhupada says that we must repeat what we heard from the parampara system. That is our process. We do not concoct something new. We simply repeat our parampara. So that's why, to address that point, Srila Prabhu, that, you know, it is, you know, we can, anybody in proper with proper understanding will not accept that point that Srila Prabhupada is restricting us from reading Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because Prabhupada is actually repeating what Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. But since we do not have the ability to discriminate, you know, like, you know, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or understand what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is actually saying, that's why Prabhupada made that restriction. Because we may get bewildered, you know, we may think that, well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is actually saying that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, somebody may think that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is actually saying that all the scripture, Vedic scriptures are full of errors. Right? I mean, if somebody comes with that, you know, gets into that understanding, then whole understanding is spoiled. It's like, you know, a drop of wine falling into a boiling pot of milk. So that's why we have to very understand, you know, like Prabhupada says, like Paramhamsa. The Paramhamsa is a person who can separate the milk from water. A swan has the ability to separate milk from water. So some literatures may be mixed with some water, like given, you know, in a diluted way, so that a person with a bad digestive system, you know, can digest it, right? But an advanced devotee should know how to separate the milk from the water. Actually, Prabhupada is repeating what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, what Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, what Vishwanath Chakravarti said. You know, all, Prabhupada is simply repeating the parampara. And that is, Prabhupada often said, that is my qualification. I am simply presenting what I learned from my Guru Maharaj without any deviation. He said, that is my only qualification. I am simply repeating my spiritual master.